Let's stay in the Great Lakes area for a couple more minutes, because the lakes play a role in today's music and science segment. Our guest today is John Knox. He lives in Athens, Georgia, where he works as an assistant professor of geography at the University of Georgia. And he regularly uses music in his classrooms, that is, in his meteorology and physical geography courses. One of the songs he's been using in his classroom for years has to do with an event that occurred on one of the five Great Lakes.
An entire chapter of my meteorology textbook is about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald on Lake Superior in 1975. And so I play various versions of Gordon Lightfoot's folk song about that.
The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
He talks about the hurricane west wind, for example, and that's perfect because it was hurricane force and it was a west wind. And actually, some of the books about this event don't always get that right.
Afternoon came at the freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind.
For my intro to physical geography class last semester, we actually formed a band, and one of the songs we did was a jam version of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. What I tell my students is, I am an educational virus. I am trying to get into their heads and, you know, have my virus released upon them years from now, and they will be shopping somewhere and they'll hear a song on Muzak or something and they'll say, wait, I know that song. Oh yeah, Dr. Knox played that in class.
Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That was John Knox of the University of Georgia, and that segment was produced by Elsa Youngstead.